podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at Casanova Williams.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova, a.k.a. the podcast guru, here for another podcast guru podcast. This is the podcast I was very excited to do because it's something that I've saw a lot. Now, during my journey in the podcast, and I used to look at a lot of different YouTube videos and of people talking about how to have successful podcasts. Now, granted, I'm not here to bash everybody that does any type of podcast advice. So don't get me wrong. I'm not here to bash them. I'm not here to stop their money flow. But I did notice a pattern that I saw when it came to them. Now, a lot of people are, like I said, I'm not here to mention names. So, you know, it is what it is. If you know them and it's similar, maybe I'm talking about them. I don't know. But there are a lot out there. So, you know what I'm saying? But, a lot of people give advice about what it is to have a successful podcast, right? Which, cool, no problem, because I do the same thing. But then they tell you these things like, I've made $1 million off a podcast. I made X amount of money off of this. I made X amount of money off of that. I'm like, okay, great. You know, that's cool. Now, being a podcaster, I could see certain things, certain patterns, and say, okay, what they're saying is not true. I'm fortunate enough to own my own hosted and distribution company for podcasts, theCultureplay.com. So I understand how the numbers work on the back end. So for me, I'm able to see somebody's podcast and look on the back end of that. And I know you say, well, how do you do that, Cass? That's another process. But what I'm saying is I could really see what's going on with the podcast. I could read, you know, their numbers, and I could ask, you know what I'm saying? I could do that because when you're behind the scenes, you know what to look for, right? So when somebody claims to me they've made $1 million off podcasts or hundreds of thousands or six figures off podcasts, I say I want to go in the back end and see how they do it because now I know. So maybe they're doing something that is different from what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, cool. But every time I look at these people that's claiming money, like, I'm not knocking anybody about the advice. You know, this is what you do to have a successful podcast. This is what you do to set up. That's great. That stuff is phenomenal. But when they start claiming they're making money off of the podcast, that's when I look in the back. That's when I do my research. And what I found is that these people are probably making more money off of the video telling you how to podcast than they are about podcasting. For one, they don't give any information that isn't anything you could get out of a book. What they're telling you isn't anything that is special in any way. I've never once had a podcast talk about the stuff I talk about. I talk about things like forget numbers. I talk about back end stuff. I talk about stuff that I know how to make people money. Now, I don't know if this podcast I've got there, stuff like that. But then what I also did too is a lot of these people say, hey, buy my ebook. You know, go register online. But and I've done it to a couple of them. Because how can I sit there and say I'm a podcast guru and not know what others are doing out there? Maybe they're doing techniques or something that I missed, or they're doing it a way where like, oh damn, wow, that's cool. You know what I mean? Where I could apply certain traits to what I'm doing to better refine me as a podcast guru to give the best advice. Maybe they have a trend that I don't know yet, or something that's really popping in the podcast community that I'm not privy to yet. So let me check them out. So of course I pay for their courses. So of course, you know, I'm gonna help them make their money. And then I get their courses and I'm like, what the hell is this? It's nothing. It is the same shit that they're saying in the videos, just longer. Oh, your audio quality counts. So let me teach you about the difference between MP3 and WAV. Bullshit. Oh, let me, I'm going to show you how to do it for free. And I mean, all the information they're giving is nothing that you can't go online and look. Like, seriously, they're not giving away anything that is like, oh, wow, okay, that's popping. They don't reference any podcast that they've worked with that are successful. I have several podcasts that are successful. You could go to theCultureplay.com and see a list of podcasts that I personally host that I've helped that are popular, that are doing numbers. But they are talking about a whole bunch of stuff that they don't know nothing about. You know, that's why I wrote the book, which, of course, 5 weeks in a row was a best new release on Amazon, Podcast for Beginners 101. Because that information in that book is information that at the end of the day, you could research and find out. I wanted to do an introductory book because a lot of people have these crazy books about this and that, the magic of podcasting, how to make money off podcasting, but all this fantastic stuff. And, you know, sometimes as a regular person, all that hype is great, but I just want the information because I want to do a podcast. I want to start. I made the book simple to read. I mean, the font is like 16 font. It's like maybe 80 pages. At six, you could read it in probably an hour sitting. It's that simple. Just off that book, people have made a whole e-course career, charge you $400 or $500 for it. My book is $7. And I did that on purpose. Now, if you got some shit in the industry that is how you do it, that's what you save for the e-course. You know, the bulk of it. Like, I'm going to give you the beginner stuff. I'm going to give you that for free. I'm going to just give it out. Because that stuff is on the net. That's why I made the book so cheap. Because a lot of people come to me and say, hey, Cass, how do I start a podcast? And I say, yo, buy my book. Because to be honest, I'm saving you money. Because why would I charge you $400 or $500 for an e-course for that when it's like, yo, I did a book for that. You know what? $7. Now, if you don't want to invest in your own career, if $7 is too much to invest in your career, then you don't deserve to do. You're not the one that's meant to do anything. $7. So somebody comes to me and says, hey, Cass, I want to know podcast. Like, if I sit down and talk to you about it, that's going to cost you $150 an hour minimum. So instead of that, you'll just read the book. $7. Save you money. Is my book selling? Yeah. But at the end of the day, $7. Because when my e-course drops, it's going to be true industry stuff that's going to help you from back end on how to promote and advertise, that they're not going to tell you how to do it, to how to put it out, all that stuff. They're not going to tell you things like numbers don't matter. They're not going to tell you that. Because that's going against the grain. That's going against all of what you know about when it comes to anything media. It's always about the numbers. No, it's not. See, this is the thing they're not going to tell you. And the thing is, they're making more money off of you buying their courses and their all that stuff than they are actually on their podcast. I guarantee none of them are making any money off of their podcast, but found a niche of people, of gullible people to say, oh, let me teach you. They presented nice and people are buying it. And still no successful podcast. There's no getting ahead. There's no like, damn, my podcast is popping because I'm doing all the right things because they told me. You know what I'm saying? No. One guy told me, one video was about email blast. I said, are you fucking kidding me? That they make money from their podcast off of their email blast. I said, you gotta be shitting me. Email blasts are one of the most useless ways of making money right now in today's society. Now, don't get me wrong. Email blasts are good for information for a certain niche. If I'm following a promotional company that does parties, I want to be on the list because I want to know what's going on. Even if it's a podcast that's about that I like, the email blast about, hey, this podcast is up is good because now they know, yo, my new podcast is up. But think about it. If you on iTunes or anything and you subscribe, it's going to automatically give you a ping when a new podcast is up anyway. Forget what I said. Maybe I'm wrong. But when was the last time you looked at an email, somebody selling something, and you said, hey, let me go buy that. Unless it's your favorite store like Macy's or Bloomingdale's or whatever that's having a sale. You're like, oh, cool. But when was the last time you actually bought something that had nothing to do with clothing or household stuff or whatever? When was the last time you said, hey, you know what? I'm going to do advertising on this podcast because, I mean, really, how do you make money off of it? And don't get me started on the, oh, we sell our podcast and people buy it. Why the freak hell would anybody buy a podcast when there's millions of podcasts for free to listen to? Why would I buy yours? Whether you're famous or not, why would I buy a podcast? Like, all these things are not reasonable. Not for I made six figures off of it. I get like, okay, you know, maybe we get two or three sales, you know. But when they boasted about they made money from emails, and all, that's all lies. There's no way to be making the big money. I'm not talking about little chump change, $50, $60. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But when you claim you made six figures this year off of your podcast, and you claim it's off of emails and people, that's bullshit. Unless your email consists of nothing but businesses that did advertising with you, that's when I could say, all right, you know, maybe. So the problem that I have is that they're not telling you the truth about podcasting. So be very wary of those videos. Be very wary of anybody telling you they've made six figures, $1 million off of just podcasting without having any major sponsor or any major deal with any network or something like that. I doubt it. Now, are there flukes out there in the world? Yes. But see, that's what fluke is, something that happens that all evidence told you it shouldn't, but it just did. Do you want to invest in a fluke? Do you want to invest your time and money into a fluke? So let's just say that one of these podcast people are right, and they did do it. That don't mean that's how it's going to work for you. One thing I did when I got into the business, years ago I was in the music business, right? And I was successful. I had hit song. I had a deal with Universal Music Group. Everything was cool. But before then, I read books on all the moguls, you know, Diddy and Jimmy Iovine and Young, all the moguls out there that have formed, David Geffen, and all these people that formed these phenomenal labels. And I read these books, looked at documentaries, went online, did research. And you know what I learned? This is the best thing I learned. They all did it differently. That's what I learned. You can't put any two people that are successful and say they both did it the exact same way to get there. Dave Geffen actually worked at Morrison Agency and lied on his application that he graduated from college. And when he found that, so it's funny, a friend of his that was working there got fired because they found out he lied on the application. So Dave Geffen, for 6 months, every day went into the mail room, because he got hired in the mail room, every day and sorted all the mail for 6 months until he saw the letter from the college. That's good, you know, because back then we were talking about, what, the 60s? You know what I'm saying? They sent out a letter to the college, and the college sent it back to verify they graduated. So it takes a while. And every day for 6 months in the morning, he got up early, went there, sorted through all the mail to look for the letter. When he finally found it, he took the letter, changed it, put it back in, and gave it that he graduated. Like, that's some balls. But see, everybody did it differently. You know what I'm saying? Master P was selling things out the trunk of his car. Diddy was an intern. I mean, everybody did it their own way. So at the end of the day, anybody telling you how, if they're not giving you facts, they're telling you how I did. See, none of my podcasts tell you to do it my way. I give you the concrete things to be successful. I give you the outlook and the understanding on how you could do this. But you got to apply your thing. I say find your niche. I don't tell you what niche. I say, don't worry about these people telling you they made six figures because it's lies. You know, I make money because I own a wholesale distribution company. I have a whole radio station. I have a whole network that I own. So my path is different. All I'm teaching when it comes to podcasts is I'm giving you the tools for you to go out there and be successful. I'm not giving you the tools to tell you this is how I did it, this is what you should do. So that's what they do. They're telling you how they did it, do it my way, and you'll be successful like me. But most of the time, how many people are really successful from doing it exactly their way? Because if your way was so good, then you should have four or five people that surpass you. Like, is it a true teacher is a teacher that has pupils that surpass them. The teacher becomes the student. Because your teachers are so good that they're surpassing even you. That's good teaching. You're giving them more knowledge. And they're taking that knowledge and applying it their way to be more successful. So to be honest, if you don't have a whole school of podcasters that are more successful with you because you taught them your way, then at the end of the day, you're not truly a teacher. See, I don't claim to be a teacher. I claim to give you the tools to be successful, and how that success plays for you is on you. I don't promise, $1 million. I don't promise 100,000 this and no, I don't promise none of that. I give you the platform so then you could take that knowledge and then apply it to yourself. I give you the knowledge of, okay, how can I advertise outside the box that I never even thought about? How can I, don't worry about the numbers, worry about my angle, my niche. Don't worry, all these things I tell you, I don't say you got to buy this equipment and blah, 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 or you got to do this. No, I give you the tools you need for you to go out there and be successful. And then you apply it to your particular situation. So once again, don't listen to these people that's telling you, oh, how to do podcasting, because they're telling you the same shit that's online. They're not telling you anything different. If you're going to pay for something, pay for somebody that's telling you true stuff, things that matter, not the same thing you can find online. All right. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru, where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health, but I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this. Okay. All right, man, go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do, all my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMensMentalHelp.com. Until then, have a great day.